Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Coming into summer and Lucy Hilton is sat in the studio with a hot water bottle on her lap.
The air conditioning is cold, okay?
It's not like a fridge in here, though,
is
it?
It's freezing.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we have a fear of phobias. We're chatting all things phobias, from our phobias to world phobias to crazy phobias to stats about phobias. And actually, we've got a guy on the phone who's scared of spoons.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM episode 17. If you've only just joined us, you're in for an absolute treat on this episode. I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is I get my hair cut exactly every 8 weeks.
Do you?
It's never longer, never less.
You just had your haircut, haven't you?
It's every 8 weeks.
So is that like a podcast kind of anniversary, having your haircut? Because I think it's been 8 weeks now, hasn't
it? Oh,
yeah,
it? I suppose. Actually, it's a good point, yeah, although I've been doing the podcast a bit longer. If you want to check out any previous episodes of a podcast where I did have more hair, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, like many of you have. Thanks so much for the reviews that we've got recently as well. Or go on audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy Hilton, what's a fact about you?
I guess a fact about me would be I once got proposed to at work.
Did you?
Yeah. It was slightly strange. It wasn't, unfortunately, a boyfriend or someone who I do want to spend the rest of my life with.
It was one of them.
A sleazy boss.
That is a bit awkward.
It was ages ago now.
Yeah, 10 years ago. She's over
I'll
it.
I'll get over it.
Still mention it 10 years later, though. Let's be realistic. We just want to say a massive thanks to High Life Diners Club, who are, of course, supporting this podcast. And we've got an exclusive offer for our podcast listeners, for you. Stay tuned to the end of the podcast for that exclusive High Life Diners Club offer. Now, of course, Lucy, we just said, you know, this is episode 17, so I feel as though we should get this out the way, right? It's something we've thought about for a while. It's something almost we've been too scared to do.
An episode
about being scared, about phobias, about fears. Now, I think we should probably start off by saying that do we have any real phobia? I mean, like, what if somebody's put you in a room with a room full of sponge, for example? Would you get terrified?
Sponge? No, I would not get terrified of sponge. I quite like sponges.
See, I know somebody that wouldn't touch sponge.
Nice.
Sponge?
Yeah.
As in, you know what I'm talking about, like, you can clean
sponges,
your body and clean some washing.
Yeah. So obviously, if they've cleaned someone who's really disgustingly dirty, then it wouldn't smell nice. But before it's been used, it smells nice.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, it doesn't. So you haven't got a phobia. Have you got any erratic, weird phobias?
I don't have any phobias.
You've no phobias whatsoever?
I've no phobias. I'm not scared of anything.
But you are, though, Lucy. We discussed this before we recorded this episode. And actually, both of us
discussed that we wouldn't discuss this because it's so morbid.
Ultimately, we're all scared of death. I mean, we are.
We are.
Let's not beat around the bush here. I mean, okay, shut your eyes right now. Right, ready?
And pretend I'm dead.
Yeah, shut your eyes right now.
I'm actually pretending I'm dead.
And pretend you're dead.
Okay, right, okay.
What thoughts going through your mind?
You're a muppet.
No thoughts going through mine because you're dead, Lucy. You're not doing a good job of role. You must suck at role play. Right. So, Lucy, I mean, I've asked you to do some research on phobias.
Okay.
Obviously, we have a phobia of death, but I suppose that's a common phobia.
I suppose everyone has that fear, and if you don't, then you're just weird.
Oh, you've got some weird religion.
Yeah, so strange. So, phobias. Well, I'll start with the definition. So, they are persistent, irrational fears of certain objects or situations. So it's either two types of things. You can either have a specific phobia,
okay,
which is the fact that someone who will have this, they are so overwhelmed by their anxiety that they avoid the feared object, such as
sponge,
maybe if it's a sponge,
cats,
or blood, or like, I don't
needles,
know,
but a lot
small
of people...
animals, snakes or something.
The thing is, though, snakes isn't that irrational, though, is it? The idea of being scared of a snake. I mean,
I'm scared of snakes as well.
Have you been around any big pythons recently?
No, but I did date this guy once who had
who had a big python.
He had about five snakes.
I bet. Oh, that's complicated. That must take a while in the bathroom.
Anyway, he had about five snakes. It was gross.
Oh, where did he keep them?
In his bedroom. So gross.
Actually in his bedroom?
Uh-huh.
What? As in, like, just slithering around?
Well, in, like, boxes? Right. In boxes?
How did that not make you have a phobia of snakes?
What do you mean, how did it not make me? I do.
Oh, well, so you wouldn't go anywhere near snakes.
Oh,
if you
God,
go to the
no.
zoo, you don't look at the snakes. You wouldn't kind of want to have a snake wrap around your head on holiday.
I don't mind seeing it on the TV. I just can't. I would never be able to touch one or anything. So gross. So anyway, the other phobia is you can have a social phobia, which is the fear of being humiliated in a social setting, such as
meeting
new people or you're giving a speech or something. But it is quite daunting, though, isn't it? And it can really kind of ruin people's, I don't know, lifestyles, I guess.
What's it called when you have a social phobia? Is there a particular name for it?
It's called social phobia.
Oh, right. Well, they could have put a bit more effort into the naming of that. I mean, who names these phobias?
I don't know. Someone who's called Mr. Phobia, maybe.
You and I, yes, that's exactly who names phobias, Lucy. Somebody who's called Mr. Phobia.
Well,
you and I, obviously, were radio presenters. You know, you're a former journalist. I'm a former reality TV... I'm not a star, I'll say contestant.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, so I actually have humiliated myself on a number of occasions nationally. Exactly, I'm doing it now, regionally. So... I kind of don't have a fear of humiliating myself. You, Lucy Hilton, on a daily basis, humiliate yourself.
Thanks. That's
so
quite true.
You
I
don't
do
have,
mind humiliating
yeah.
myself.
But have you ever met somebody that really can't kind of like function properly for fear of that?
I've never met anyone who's really bad with it. I have, I suppose, met some people who are more shy and who are more scared of kind of meeting new people and they're just kind of quite
introvert.
It's not
a phobia though, is it?
Well, no, it's not really a phobia. That, I think people sometimes confuse social phobias with shyness, really. But there is 5% of the population who do suffer with a genuine phobia.
Only 5% of the population?
I know, I thought
that's
it was
not,
more.
That's...
Maybe that's the wrong statistic.
Like, knowing you, it probably is. Is the one where you've got a phobia of statistics?
Probably. I don't know what, statisticophobia? There is some, obviously, there's the common like phobias such as claustrophobia, fear of small spaces, and arachnophobia, spiders. But guess some of the weird phobias you can have, or some people do genuinely have
weird phobia names, or just weird phobias in general.
Well, both.
Well, I mentioned earlier on sponge. I mean, they might.
Oh yeah, but there probably is a fear of sponges. Someone out there will have be terrified of sponges.
If you're terrified of sponges right now, drop us a tweet. We're sponge free at Luke and Lucy FM on Twitter. Let's go with the skirt of fluffy blankets.
Well, yeah, probably.
Is that as weird as that?
Yeah, you can have a fear of cheese, which is called turophobia. Definitely not me.
You've
I buy
got the,
cheese on a daily basis.
You've got the opposite to turophobia. You've got interophobia. So you can't get enough of cheese. You're terrified of not having cheese.
Well, exactly. That is true, actually.
That's probably
that's
a phobia
true.
As well,
that
to be honest.
Phobia.
It's probably a phobia as well.
You can have a fear of chickens.
So we just had the weirdest thing happen to us. We had to pause the recording of this episode. A friend, a colleague of ours at the radio station just walked into the studio and said, there's an absolute weirdo outside who wants your autographs. So we've just... In fact, she's here now. What happened?
There's just a lovely chap at the door of Wish FM and he wanted your autograph and you kept his pen.
Oh, no.
So I had to come back in and give you...
I'm so sorry about this.
Oh,
yes. Dear. Oh, sorry, we can have it.
I can't believe you forgot his pen.
Because you had hold of it, Lucy.
Have we got any stickers or anything you can give him?
I'll sort something out for him. Don't worry.
Some crappy merchandise or something that we've got. Thanks, Christine.
I'll,
I mean,
I'll give him a car sticker.
She's done... I don't think he's got a car, has he? She's done us a solid.
Thank you.
She's done us a solid by coming in and interrupting that. I mean, I now actually have a fear of...
Well, he doesn't have a social phobia.
No, he doesn't, does he?
No. Okay, so guess what arachibutyrophobia is. Arachibutyrophobia.
A fear of spiders' butts.
No, arachibutyrophobia.
One more time.
Arachibutyrophobia.
It's a fear of... spiders' backsides.
Nope. It's the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of the mouth.
I actually despise peanut butter, so that would be...
So you might have that fear.
No, because I just have fear of touching peanut butter. Maybe I have got
Maybe
that,
you
that
have
but
got
like not the sticking...
Maybe butty phobia.
Can I just say that's literally the biggest load of nonsense I have ever... If you have got that...
obviously have it.
If you've got it, seriously, right now, please get in touch.
Tell us how it affects your life.
At Luke and Lucy FM, and we'll try and get you help.
Yeah, and also you can have a phobophobia, which is, of course, the fear of having a phobia.
Phobophobia.
Phobophobia.
We should have called this episode the one where we have phobophobia.
Oh, we should have done. Can we not change
it? I can rename it, yeah. We'll just rename the name. The pod will say as it is. We wanted to get somebody on the phone who has a genuine fear of something, right?
Yep.
Now, we phoned somebody.
We found somebody. He does have a... serious phobia, which is trypanophobia, which is the fear of needles. However, he also has one other slightly odd phobia.
Can't be any odder than what's just happened to us with our friend who's just come in thinking, let's find out. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, James McLaughlin. Hi, James.
Hi, Luke. Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
So, James, have you ever done a podcast before?
I haven't, no.
Well, we're breaking your podcast virginity, effectively.
Absolutely,
today.
Yeah.
Have you listened to podcasts before?
Yeah, I do. Brian's up with Monday listening to you two.
That's so... He can come every week now on this podcast. That's so nice. Oh, I'm glad you're a fan of Luke and Lucy FM, James. If you haven't left an iTunes review, please hang up. James, so we've got you on the phone because Lucy told me that you have two fears. Let's talk about your first one, which is a more normal fear. A few people have this one, right?
Yeah. Basically, my biggest fear is needles, surgical needles, hospitals, things like that.
Oh, why is that? Is there a reason? Like, did you experience any trauma when you were little or something?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I was kind of a sickly child. I had quite a few operations and
too much sweets.
Yeah, that's it. Rotted all my teeth away. But I had anaesthetic, and there was a few times where they couldn't like get the needle in properly and stuff like that, so it really hurt. And then just sort of, there was once when I could actually feel the anaesthetic going down my arm, and a bit horrible.
That sounds
so gross. I can't stomach needles anymore.
I don't blame you. And do you still have to have any regularly? Or
no, thankfully.
Thankfully, there's no drug addiction as well. So you'll have trouble getting that as well.
Lucky you don't have a heroin addiction.
I mean, James,
I know, tell me about it.
So when you say you've got a fear of needles, I mean, so if, for example, right now, wherever you are, somebody were to get a needle out of the bag, which, by the way, if that happened, I'd call the police because that is a very odd thing to do. How would you react there? Because I take it that you would... Needles are something that you can't even get go over. You can't look at one.
Yeah, do you have, like, heart palpitations and
my heart would start going. I'd be racing as far as I could, as fast as I could, away from it. I mean, there's a few things when I see it on TV. I have to look away and wait until my girlfriend, well, calling me all the names under the sun, tells me when the needles have disappeared off the TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I watched World War Z and the zombies and everything was fine, but as soon as the needle turned up, I was behind the sofa.
So is your girlfriend not sympathetic to your phobia then?
She's got used to it, shall we say. She knows when to go, right, you can turn away now.
Do you know? Oh, and if she wanted to be a bit mean, she'd just let you
she'd
look
just
when...
Let you look.
Yeah, just be like, look at this.
Is there an official term for your phobia?
I think there is, but I can't actually remember.
I know what it is.
Oh, Lucy's done some stats. She's done some research.
Trypanophobia. Trypanophobia.
Is the fear of needles?
That's got to do with needles.
How interesting.
Anyway, so you did mention that you had another fear. What is that?
Yeah, it's a bit more of an odd one, one that my family ridicule me for.
Go on.
It's wooden spoons.
I'm sorry, James. I just thought you said wooden spoons.
I did.
Spoons?
I did.
As in spatula? As in a wooden spatula?
The ones
as
that you stir soup with or something?
Yeah. I have to have all plastic or metal ones in the kitchen. Can't have any wooden ones.
So, is this because you're afraid of wood?
I don't honestly know.
Or is it
know,
the shape of the spoon?
It's the feel of the texture of the wood if it's dry. I'd want to put that a different way, but...
How did you even... I mean, don't I ask, but how the heck did you develop this phobia?
I don't know. I just remember over the years, like, whenever I was holding a wooden spoon, it'd go through me really badly, and now it's you know, I can't hold on to a wooden spoon.
You can't even hold it. Oh, my goodness.
No, I have to sort of like wrap a tea towel around it or something. Or
wrap a tea
preferably don't use one.
How do you cook then?
I use plastic and metal ones as much as possible. And then if there is a wooden one, I'll either get somebody else to use it or have to wrap something around it.
Well, can I just say, James, in between you talking about how insane your phobia is just then, I googled what is the fear of wooden spoons called, and this came up. There is no scientific name for the fear of wooden spoons. However, there is a fear of wooden objects, which is xylophobia.
Now, we think you have xylophobia.
We're not doctors, James.
But we have just diagnosed you.
With xylophobia. Can you touch any other wooden things, like wood?
I don't like dry wood at all.
Xylophobia.
Definitely, yeah. Xylophobia. Yeah. What do you do with furniture then in your house?
Well, most of it's fabric, so I'm all right.
I mean, James, so how would you cope if you ever entered the Great British Bake Off? Mary Berry ain't giving you plastic.
Oh. Exactly. What would you do if you went into a forest?
Oh, the forest's all right. It's got the bark around it, so I can avoid it.
You can deal with bark, Lucy. It's just pure raw wood you can't cope with.
It's a bit soft, the bark.
There's different levels of the phobia.
I mean, James, have you ever thought about being treated for this? Because I'm not going to lie, James, that's not normal.
Well, my family tend to say I'm not normal. So
I mean, how do your parents? How as a child did your parents cope? I mean, I take it you couldn't have like wooden toys. You couldn't have you couldn't get a birdhouse outside your house.
Birdhouse,
you know.
To be honest, their way of coping was to hand me wooden spoons and chase after me with them. So.
You know what? There's actually a scientific... No, but there's a scientific name that. That's actually called... And here's my GCSE in psychology coming out.
Hello.
It's actually called aversion therapy. What his parents are doing is shocking him out of the phobia, and that's the idea of it. Again, I'm no psychologist. I got a D. but I will say that's what they're trying... In a way, they're actually trying to help you, James.
Well, they were laughing at the time, so I'm not sure.
Well, the masochists. I mean, you can't rule that out. James, I mean, have you thought about going forward? If you marry your girlfriend eventually, she might want wooden spoons in the house.
Yeah, what if she wants some wooden furniture?
What if she wants wood?
Oh, it'll be a deal breaker.
What if she loves wood? What if her last name was Wood?
Well, screwed.
Thankfully not. Yeah,
James, listen, thanks so much for coming on and telling us, frankly, how insane you and your phobia was. We've never met somebody with xenophobia or whatever it was called before, so, and we've effectively diagnosed you here on
Luke and Lucy FM. A lot of lessons today.
I definitely go to your doctor, though, and say you're suffering some sort of, like, I don't know what it is, xenophobia.
Just
say
maybe they could give you some tablets for it.
Yeah, and leave me in a room full of wood. And get me aversion therapy.
Or sleeping pills, you know, they might give you antidepressants. Who knows? Who knows? They'll give you something to counteract. James,
you know,
thanks.
Actually, it's not a laughing matter. Some people who suffer from social phobia tend to develop depression.
He's got a social fear of wood. It's not a fear of being social, it's a fear of bark.
Are you depressed, James?
well, whenever I'm around a wooden spoon, yeah.
On that note, James, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Thanks, James.
Brilliant.
What an episode of the podcast, eh? What an episode of Luke and Lucy FM we've had. We've been potentially interrupted. We had to pause the podcast at one point. We've had James on who told us, I mean, frankly, I don't think James is all there now. I mean, like, a fear of wood. I'll not appreciate me saying that, but I mean...
You know, there might be a lot of people who have the same fear, though.
If you've got xenophobia, then please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. We're excited to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining us on the one where we have... What was it called?
Fear of phobias.
Phobophobia. The one where we have phobophobia, that's what we're going to call it. Before we go, we did say that we, of course, have been supported by High Life Diners Club. And we said at the beginning of the episode, please stay tuned for an exclusive offer. And we've got that right now.
Yes, if you love dining out, why pay full price? Discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
You absolutely can. You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and never pay full price again. With High Life, you can enjoy 2-for-1 dining at thousands of restaurants across the UK and Ireland. Lucy and I have High Life Diners Club cards, right? It's amazing. They're very good.
We do, and we have an exclusive offer for Luke and Lucy FM listeners. You can claim your free three-month High Life card right now. Just visit www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code LL16. That's L LL16.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for the reviews on iTunes. If you've not left us one, please do. We'd really appreciate it. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Luke and Lucy FM. You know, I was just thinking, I wonder what the phobia of fear of voices is called.
Voiceophobia?
I don't think. Vocalophobia?
I'd go with voiceophobia.
I would say that then they won't be listening to this podcast.
Probably not.
Yeah. Or if you've got it, just leave us a review anyway. It doesn't matter if you listen to the podcast or not. We'll catch you for episode 18 next week on Luke and Lucy FM. Here's Mercus to see us out.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.